I'm Alicia.
I'm Sarah.
And this is a podcast where we discuss gay lady films, films that have queer women as their central characters, or talk about gay themes with ladies.
Yes.
Yeah. And today we are talking about Battle of the Sexes, which is a 2017 film we saw on your Hulu.
On my Hulu.
HBO.
Yeah, it's on HBO.
It's on HBO. So if you have a subscription to that.
You can get it through Amazon or Hulu.
Yeah.
You get a free trial then and watch it within a week, then you can just cancel and not pay anything.
Yeah.
Which is what we did.
Yeah. Because as much as I love this movie and we will talk about it, I didn't want to spend $15 to purchase it at this point.
If you wait a few years, it'll be cheaper.
Exactly. So
in the meantime, you can watch it for free with a free trial.
Yep. This is not an ad.
Not an ad. But I also love this movie.
I love this movie so much.
It's probably one of my top five gay movies ever.
I'm not sure if it's in my top five, but it's definitely in the top 10 or 20.
Yeah.
I really have to make a list.
You do have to make a list. We should talking about it.
Oh my god, we should make like our own
lists and compare lists. Them.
Yeah, from wherever we, for each one that we do, we have to just like rank it.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
So no outside influences from the other films that we've seen, just the ones that we do here.
Oh, I see.
And then as okay. we see new ones.
Got it. Okay, sounds good.
Put them in. Okay, right, we'll homework.
Yeah, homework.
Anyway, before we hit record, we were just talking about, like, if it was the first time that I had seen this movie, and I said no. And we both separately went to the movie theaters by ourselves to watch this movie when it came out. Which
did we even know each other? Probably. I don't know. When did we meet?
February.
Of this year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So maybe, when did this, oh, it came out last year, so yeah, we didn't know each other.
Yeah, because we saw Black Panther together.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was February.
That was really fun.
That was fun.
Anyway.
Anyway. So, yeah, it wasn't, you said it wasn't really advertised as being, like, a gay film.
Right.
Or, I feel like it wasn't even advertised.
There was nothing gay even in the trailer. It was all about, like, tennis and the match between Billie Jean King and, what's his face?
Bobby Riggs.
Bobby Riggs, that's right. I keep wanting to say Steve Carell.
Who?
You know,
he's a fucking
guy.
Genius in this movie, but
he's good in this movie. His character is utterly hateable.
Yes, but yeah, I didn't even know anything about this movie, and then I just saw like an ad for it on Facebook, and I was like, "Oh, Billie Jean King is a huge gay."
Yeah,
like let me see if this is worthwhile. And I do really like Emma Stone. I think she's
I do
sweet.
Too. I watched Easy A, and I haven't seen it in a while, but I used to watch it a lot because I had a huge crush on her.
Oh, she's
and, yeah, just knowing she was going to be playing a lesbian, I didn't even care how gay the movie was, so I was pleasantly surprised that this movie is hella gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super gay. So, yeah, I was like, totally. And I went in, and I was so happy. Like, I didn't have any expectations when I
me
went
either.
In. I just wanted to see, like, how gay it would be.
Yeah.
But even, like, the athleticism part of it, like, at the very end, and even though I know how it's going to end,
right.
I'm on the edge of my seat watching that tennis match,
yeah.
and I'm just like, So
the music is used to great effect, which
I
knew you would notice.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, intense music or, like, piano tunes for romance.
Yeah. Plus some really great music from that time period, because this takes place in 1973.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was excellent. I fucking love it. And there's so many good actors in this movie.
Yeah. And love even, it. I don't know who plays Marilyn, but she was amazing.
Andrea Riseborough. I don't know
great.
What else she's from.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, she plays Marilyn Barnett. This movie also has Emma Stone as Billie Jean King, Steve Carell as Bobby Riggs, and Alan Cumming as Ted Tinling.
Yes, and he is basically the gay fairy godmother.
He's a gay uncle, for sure.
Yeah.
He plays
gay fairy godmother in a lot of things.
Why does he? Yeah.
I mean, he just is in real life a gay fairy godmother.
He really is.
He's wonderful.
That's, like, one of my favorite tropes.
It's
like, instead of a gay best friend, like a gay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
the gay
godmother.
Best friend is just kind of, like, used.
Yeah.
But the gay
like
fairy godmother,
older,
like, has more agency.
Older gay guy who doesn't, like, I mean, who doesn't hate lesbians. Who's helping the lesbian navigate her way through life.
Yeah, he really does help her in a lot of ways.
This was also directed by, with two directors.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Which I thought was interesting. Valerie Faris and Jonathan Dayton.
Huh.
Which I feel like I've never seen a movie with two directors, or at least I've never noticed. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
That two people were able to agree on something and make something wonderful.
Yeah.
So this movie is based on the real story of Billie Jean King. Separating herself from the USLTA, United
Lawn
States.
Lawn and Tennis Association.
Lawn Tennis Association.
I think it's hilarious.
I was like, lawn tennis? What are the other ones?
Yeah.
Because I don't know much about tennis.
No, me either.
But then I was like, I guess there's volleyball and beach volleyball. Is there beach tennis?
No.
I'm kidding.
Badminton?
Oh, I love badminton. That's so dope. that you can play on sand. The other one, real tennis, you can.
No, tennis you cannot play on
not
sand.
Not bouncy.
No.
Not bouncy enough.
No.
Anyway.
That I know about tennis.
That I do know.
Yes, that there's you cannot play it on sand.
Yeah, something with physics.
Yeah.
And science. I don't know. It just doesn't work. Anyway, so Billie Jean King decides to separate herself from the USLTA to make a new organization for women so they can have higher
women's tennis.
Higher, aka equal pay.
Right. So the whole catalyst for that is that she wins some kind of championship or
the
Open.
US
or something.
Women's singles.
Okay.
Singles?
Singles.
Singles.
And then is it her manager played by Sarah Silverman?
I believe so.
Yeah. What's her character's name? Gladys?
Yep.
Yeah. So
I was just gonna say, I don't know. And then you said it.
So Billie Jean King is married to, what's his name?
Larry King.
Larry. I always forget that.
But it's not the Larry King.
No, not that Larry
TV
King.
TV host, which I thought it was, but it's not.
It's funny because, this is a total aside, but it is relevant to this movie.
Okay.
So Natalie Morales, who is in this movie, she plays Rosie, who's another women's tennis player. In real life, she identifies as queer. She was on the Out 100 list this year.
What else was she in? I forgot to look.
Oh, Parks and Rec. She was, Tom's girlfriend
Tom's
in Parks
girlfriend.
And Rec.
Yeah.
She's been in a bunch of other things, but that's the one I remember her most from.
I was like, I forgot to look
She's so
up.
Cute. I love her. But I looked her up because I was like, I think she was on Out 100 this year. And I looked up and she was. And then I looked up, I wanted to see, like, how she identified, if it was, like, gay, bisexual, whatever. And I saw this video where she was being interviewed by Larry King. Yes, that Larry King. The TV Larry King. And it was the most hilarious video I've ever seen in my life because Larry King is like, he is not a woke dude.
No.
He's an old white dude.
And he doesn't have a filter.
No. But she handled it really well. He was like, so why are you, what do you say, queer? And she was like, yeah, queer. And he was like, well, to me, that's derogatory. And she was like, yeah, but, you know, a lot of us reclaim that word and, like, explaining that to him. And he was like, so why do you identify this way? Like, I'm hetero.
I'm hetero.
Like, why? And she's like, I don't know.
Is this what feels right, dog?
Yeah. She was like, yeah, we can just all like what we like.
Oh, my God.
God, that's funny. Recommend that. Anyway, that was an aside. Billie Jean King is married to Larry King. And they're like dancing on the dance floor at the celebration gala or something. And Gladys comes up and she's like, listen. I love Gladys.
Yes.
She's like, listen. What's that guy's name from the LTA?
Jack Kramer.
Jack Kramer.
He's the head of the US LTA.
Okay. She's like, oh, they're only going to pay the women like an eighth of what they're going to pay the men at the Open or something. Mm-hmm. And so they get really mad. They barge into the men's club where Jack
so many
and that guy are just like smoking cigars.
And everyone's like, you can't be here. You can't be here.
Yeah,
and
Gladys goes,
why?
Is it because I'm a Jewish or a woman?
Is it Jewish or
yeah. And they're like, you need to pay us the same amount as the men. And then they make all these excuses about, oh, they say, be reasonable, which I think is hilarious. I'm like, lol.
They say people pay to see the men's games.
Like, men are just more athletic.
Yeah, men they're faster, just, they're stronger. Yeah. The men have families to support.
Yeah.
And Billie Jean King says, I'm the main breadwinner in my family.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, regardless.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. You don't matter.
So then she's like, well, we're just going to make our own association, and we're not going to play in yours, and you can see how many tickets you sell.
Yep.
And they just walk back out, and they make their own organization.
Yeah, the boys are like, no, you're not. And yeah. She's just immediately like,
she's like, fuck you, bye.
It's not a big deal to me, bye.
Yeah.
Because really, as long as they get a sponsor, which they did, mm-hmm. It's like...
Cigarettes,
Virginia Slims. It's like, but as soon as you get one, mm-hmm. That's basically it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all you need.
Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting. So all of the women that do become part of that, I guess...
Is it the league? WTA? Women's Tennis Association?
I don't know, actually.
I don't know either.
The Billie Jean King group.
Yeah. BJK.
So all of those women get kicked out of the USLTA mm-hmm. The second they become members of their own tournament team.
I think Jack thinks that by threatening that they won't go make this new organization, mm-hmm. but they're like, oh, well, bye.
Yep. See ya.
Yep.
They don't give a fuck.
No. Or at least Billie Jean doesn't. The others are, like, a little more dubious, but they just go for it
they
anyway.
They do. Yeah, they are a little concerned, like, oh, God. Like, because they're really just trusting Billie Jean to, like, have their back.
Mm-hmm.
But she does.
Yeah,
and she follows through.
Yeah.
And they do great things, mm-hmm. which is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love women being awesome.
Yeah, they have, like, their own tournaments, and there's a great... turnout for mm-hmm. their tournaments, and
they're always signing autographs, and they like do a radio promotion tour, which I find funny.
And they even I guess interestingly enough, they added like color to the uniforms. I guess they were the first to do that,
and that was which I thought what's was his name that I always forget. Alan Cumming's
character,
what's his name,
Ted. So he's basically like their fashion designer, their like retainer.
Yeah.
on retainer.
Yeah. He just travels with them and makes sure they look fabulous.
Yeah, and like fits their tennis skirts and dresses and shorts or whatever mm-hmm. to so they always look fly as fuck. Mm-hmm. and then they also get a hairdresser later on.
Uh-huh. This a private hairdresser.
This is where it gets gay, y'all.
Yes. It happens pretty early on.
Yeah,
it gets
does.
Gay real fast.
It gets gay so fast.
All the women, they're going to a photo shoot for their, like, new tennis association.
Yeah.
So they're all getting their hair done at this salon. And one of the hairdressers, Marilyn, mm-hmm. what's her last name? Doesn't matter.
Barnett.
She is doing Billie Jean's hair, and it's like... the most intimate, it's like the sexiest non-sex scene.
It is so sexy.
I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
And actually, I heard this thing, I don't remember where it was, but I heard that the filmmakers like got inspiration from ASMR for that scene.
Wow.
Which really makes sense to me when I see it now, because it's like a lot of those, it's like close up, like the hair snipping, and like, it's like quiet, but kind of whispery.
The, like, you hear the scissors.
Mm-hmm. So I thought
and
that was really interesting.
And the idea of, like...
Because it's relaxing, but it's also, like, intimate. Yeah. And they are, like, eye-fucking each other, basically.
Yeah.
They're so in love with each other.
Billie Jean's, like, so in love. Like,
yeah. They both are just infatuated with each other, like, immediately.
And it's so funny, like... Marilyn is just, like, so unabashedly herself.
Yeah. Marilyn has... She's just like, I'm me. I'm cool.
She says, like... One of the other tennis players is talking about, like, how sex with men is sometimes terrible. And Marilyn says, at least women know where the... Or they're relating it to a car. So Marilyn says, at least women know where the carburetor is.
Yeah.
So as she's, like, you know, kind of, like, bending down into Billie Jean's... Doing Billie Jean's hair. Mm-hmm. And she's wearing, like, lavender oil.
Oh, yeah.
And she says she does it to relax her clients. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another thing of, like, ASMR mm-hmm. in terms of, like... the senses. It's not like you really smell lavender oil, but that's something that's really, like, relaxing, mm-hmm. and you're like, whew.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it is lavender. It is super sexy.
Yeah.
It's such a sexy scene. Yeah, they the way Emma Stone looks.
Yeah.
Like, her eyes. Like, there's just so much acting really good in her with eyes. Her
facial stuff in this movie.
And, yeah, Billie Jean gives her tickets to, I think, one of their first mm-hmm. tournaments, and, yeah, which is, like, such a power move. Good job.
Yeah. She almost leaves without doing it, and then she's like, I can't leave. So she's like, oh, come to our tournament. Please come.
Yeah, and she gives tickets to everyone.
Yeah, she's like, oh, like, I have enough for all your friends. And she just, like, runs away. It's super cute.
Oh, it is a WTA, Women's Tennis okay. Association. Yep. my next note was, why is Alan Cumming always the gay uncle?
Oh, yeah, my next note is, he's always the gay fairy godmother. And I'm here for it.
Yep.
So
he's, like, just unabashedly gay as well.
Yes.
And he does not give a fuck.
No. But he also knows in which spaces he can be more free. And yeah. I think he, throughout the movie, like, kind of guides Billie Jean
yeah.
along that same, like, safety path. Because, absolutely. Later on, Larry shows up. So, Marilyn, well, we'll get to that. Never mind. Anyway, okay.
Another thing I loved about Billie Jean's group, the WTA, mm-hmm. is their statement in terms of, you know, not just equality for, like, women's pay, but also stuff like a socioeconomic difference. Mm-hmm. They were like, we want to get out of the country clubs. Like, we don't want to make this so stuffy anymore. We yeah. want to make tennis relatable. Mm-hmm. Because, like, yeah, tennis is super stuffy.
Yeah.
It's
kind of a bougie sport.
Yeah. And it's something that, like, you know, I think is still seen as kind of bougie. Mm-hmm. But
I think that's back why then, it must have been even the worse. Williams sisters get so attacked all the time.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're, like, so powerful and amazing.
Yeah.
And white media is just like, oh, they're, like, monsters or whatever. Like, oh, no.
Yeah. But
fuck that.
Super, anyway. Super fuck that. But I thought it was just, like, really interesting. They're really, like, creating a revolution here
yeah.
in tennis. And it's really shaking things up. And I didn't yeah. know much about Billie Jean King. So learning that about her is super cool.
Yeah.
She's, like, a total rebel and a radical and
yeah.
awesome.
And the other thing is, when they're doing that radio show, they're like, yeah, I mean, bring everyone out, like, bring your daughters, but also bring your sons. Like, this yeah. is for everyone.
Yeah.
And I think that's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, Billie Jean's married.
The host is like, would you consider yourself women's libbers?
Oh, my God.
And they're like, yeah.
The amount of time they said libbers, I was like, oh, that was a real thing? That's upsetting. Yeah. Like, the name libbers, not yeah. the actual idea of it.
But it's just like, a weird word. Anyway.
So, Marilyn goes to the game.
Yeah. Well, first we meet Margaret Court, who is kind of Billie Jean's rival. She's the one she beat in the Women's Open in that first scene.
Okay.
And she's Australian,
mm-hmm.
and she's going on tour with the WTA also, because mm-hmm. she's also, like, a really good player. And
yeah,
her husband and her baby are coming too.
Yep.
So they kind of drive in their own car, whereas everyone else is just, like, in other cars. And she really doesn't like Billie Jean, or she kind of holds a grudge against her for mm-hmm. beating her that time.
Yeah,
she wants definitely. To be the best player, and Billie Jean's the best player. And so she notices when Marilyn... So Marilyn does come to the game.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, okay, I'm going to go home. And Billie Jean's like, no, it's so late. You can stay in my room. Like, we all have our own
yeah,
rooms.
Yeah, I have two beds.
Yeah, I have two beds. It's fine. And so Marilyn's like, okay, thanks. And then this scene is probably my favorite of many favorite scenes, where it is just so awkward and sweet. They just go in there and... I don't know, like, Marilyn's not pressuring her.
No.
She's just like, I think they just kind of get closer and...
Well...
What do they talk about at first? I can't remember. I remember they kiss each other.
Yeah, so, Marilyn says, can I kiss you?
Yeah.
And then Billie Jean's like, and she just like doesn't even say yes. She just goes for it. She just
goes for it. It's a really good kiss too.
Yeah, and
but she keeps going for it and then pulling back because she's like, oh, you know, like I'm married, like I have a husband, and Marilyn's like, oh, it's okay, like I have a boyfriend, sort of.
Yeah,
and then Billie Jean is like, oh, so have you done this before with women? And Marilyn's like, well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Billie Jean says, oh, you know, like, I never have. It's always just been Larry. And I think this is what she says. Marilyn says, well, we don't have to do anything you don't want to do. Like,
yeah,
absolutely. And I'm like, yes, consent.
Yeah, she's putting everything in Billie Jean's court.
Good one.
The ball in her court.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, which is super refreshing, as we've seen from all the movies that we've done so far.
And they, you know, they kind of get almost naked, maybe not entirely. And they're, like, I'm in bed. Sure. And then, so we haven't talked about Bobby Riggs yet.
Cause... Wait, hold on. I do want to talk about one thing.
Okay.
So they basically go out on a date before they go back to the...
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that scene. Oh, I love that scene.
So I love it because, one, Crimson and Clover is playing.
I knew you were going to pick up on that.
Though, even though it's not the Joan Jett version.
No. It gives serious San Junipero vibes, too.
Yes.
Yes.
It wouldn't have been the Joan Jett time anyway because it would have been a couple years later.
Yeah.
We're like historians at this point.
Lesbian historians.
But yeah, that whole, I feel like it's more ASMR. Like, as you said that, I'm just like recognizing it with like the colors and.
Like the close-ups.
The close-ups of the hair. Sounds, like everything.
Yeah.
And like this guy goes up to Billie Jean King and he's like, I'm such a fan. Like, if you don't mind. And then he's like, do you want to dance?
Yeah.
Like, he's just like trying to have a good time. And
yeah, he's not being super creepy.
No, he's not creepy at all. And the and Billie Jean King's just like, no, I'm like here with my friend.
Yeah.
But Marilyn's like, I'll dance with you.
But then she's really just putting on a performance for Billie Jean.
She's basically dancing for Billie Jean. Mm-hmm. And
she's
it's
like
just
looking
like
at her the whole time.
Super sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have eye contact the whole time.
Yeah.
And Billie Jean King
says, like, this
says,
is better than a lap dance.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
Because, like, imagine, I don't know, just, like, you're just, like, connecting eyes with someone from across the room, and they're, like, supposed to be with this person in front of them, just, like, dancing. But then not.
Yeah.
They're not interested in them. They're not invested in them. They're invested in you. Mm-hmm. And you're all, oh, my God, it's just so sexy. I forget who says it, but someone says it must be intoxicating being in your skin.
Yeah.
I think it's Marilyn to Billie Jean.
I think it is, yeah.
But it's just like...
Yeah, that was...
So beautiful.
Ugh,
I love
that.
That
was a line.
Yeah.
That's a great line.
And then they...
And the way she said it, too, it just like...
Yeah,
the
Marilyn...
The acting's so good.
Marilyn puts lipstick on Billie Jean and she says, you're perfect.
Oh, my God.
And then... And then, yeah, they go back to the hotel room and they do the damn thing.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of. I think they...
No, they do. They do, actually.
I think, but
it's a little bit slow.
It is definitely slow. Like,
yeah, which I'm into.
There's a lot of back and forth.
There is a lot of back
and forth. In the sense of, like, Billie Jean is, like, hesitant.
Yeah.
She really wants to,
but
she's afraid.
Yeah. She's afraid for many reasons, because not only is she cheating on her husband, which I guess they might argue about, but she also can't be found out to be gay because she'll lose her sponsorship.
So the morning of, she says, like, I can't do this again, and she just says it's about her image.
Yeah.
Essentially.
And Marilyn is just like, it's okay.
Yeah.
She's like, I get it.
Yep. Because Marilyn... is bisexual, at least.
I think so.
And she's been around the block, in a sense. Like, this is not her first, like, relationship with a woman.
Right.
And she knows the fucking political climate and the cultural climate and all that stuff. So she knows what's at stake. And never mind that Billie Jean King is a fucking superstar.
Yeah. I actually, there's one scene a little later when they're together and Billie Jean just says, how can you be so free with yourself? And Marilyn says, well, I think I just don't think that anyone cares what I do. And Billie Jean is like, oh, I think everyone cares what I do.
Yeah.
And it's, like, really heartbreaking, but also just really, like, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They're so beautiful.
Yeah, there's a lot of really beautiful lines.
Yeah.
So
we went all over the place a little bit. But, yeah, so they're in bed, and Bobby Riggs calls.
Exactly.
Fucking Bobby Riggs. So just
at midnight.
A little background on Bobby Riggs. He really wants to play a tournament. He's addicted to gambling, for one thing.
He's addicted to gambling. He used to be a tennis star.
Yeah,
right now, he's working for his
father-in-law's yeah.
company.
His wife is kind of fed up with him. They have a young kid who he's, like, kind of a fun father,
mm-hmm.
Which gives the character a little bit of depth.
But he's not necessarily a parent.
No, he's not. He's more of a friend.
He leaves the parenting to the mom.
Yeah, he does. He's kind of a terrible human being. And he really wants to play Billie Jean King because she's the best women's tennis player in the world in order to basically win a bet.
Yeah.
To be like, men are superior. Mm-hmm. And then also win actual money.
Yeah.
But Billie Jean, when he first proposes this to her in the beginning of the movie, she's like, fuck off.
Yeah. She's
and
I'm not playing your stupid games.
Yeah. But, oh no, that's this scene. Where he proposes it for the first time.
Yeah. It's
and she says, fuck off.
Right after they have sex.
Yeah. Or they're like, yeah, they've been doing something.
Yeah.
And Marilyn kind of just, like, gets up when the phone rings and Billie Jean picks it up because she thinks it might be Larry or her parents or something.
Yeah.
She's, like, freaking out and it's kind of cute. And Marilyn's like, it's okay, whatever. And so she just gets up and goes into the bathroom. And then when Billie Jean hangs up, Marilyn comes back and Billie Jean's kind of like, I can't do this. I can't act on this no matter what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And Marilyn's like, okay, I'll sleep over here in this bed. And literally 3 seconds later, Billie Jean gets up and goes into the bed with her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, you're so in love.
Yeah, the desire is just like so intense.
Yeah. But then the next day when they leave the room, Billie Jean's freaking out again about being found out. She's mm-hmm. like, you should leave first. I'll leave first. And then Marilyn's like, you said you'd give me a ride. And she's like, oh, yeah. Okay, we'll just leave together. And
then
it's
just like that gay panic of
super gay panic.
It's just like you had two beds.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could just say she was too tired or drunk mm-hmm. to drive home.
Mm-hmm.
She slept in a bed. You were just gals being pals.
Yeah.
In separate beds.
Yeah.
And, like, why the fuck is she freaking the
she's
fuck out?
She's freaking out. So they go down, and because she spent so much time freaking out, they're late to meet everyone mm-hmm. down by the cars.
Which and makes
Margaret,
them noticeable.
Right. And Margaret Court notices this.
Yeah.
And she immediately assumes that they're lesbian lovers.
Yep, she said. I think that's her lover.
Yeah. She said that to her husband. Right.
Yeah, so they're in the car. Mm-hmm. So Margaret is in the car with her husband and her baby. And she said, I think that's her lover. And then she goes on to say something else. And she says the words licentiousness, immorality, sin. So we know that she's a very old-fashioned, conservative person.
But she's also super happy about this because it means that Billie Jean is going to be off her game.
Yeah.
Because she's going to be concerned about keeping this under wraps.
Yeah. And her husband says, she shouldn't be allowed to be competing in the tournament if she's gay, essentially. And
fuck all that noise.
It says, on the contrary, shouldn't she be ashamed? She is ashamed. That's exactly what she is.
Mm-hmm.
And she's
creepy.
Not... Creepy. Yeah, she's evil, right?
Yeah.
Evil talk.
Yeah.
And she's not wrong. Billie
no,
Jean
she's not
is,
wrong.
You know, she is ashamed
mm-hmm.
of her actions. And it's just, it's fucking creepy, and it gives you a sense of, like, what the societal, like, climate is like.
Yeah.
And,
so then they do play each other, and Margaret beats her.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bobby Riggs is like, oh, I'll play Margaret instead.
Yeah.
And then when I beat Margaret, Billie Jean's going to have to play me in order to prove that women can win.
Yeah, so
and then I'm going to beat her, and then I'm going to rule the world, basically.
Yeah, he's super strategic. I feel like Billie Jean's always his, like, you know, that's the biggest bet.
Yeah.
That's the thing that
that's
he's
the biggest
really,
bet, yeah. That's what he wants. It's like the trophy.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Billie Jean's his trophy.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll do whatever he can to get to that point. Yeah. He doesn't really care about Margaret, but
if no, he's, but he if knows he's got that a player, if he beats her, yeah, then he'll get to play Billie Jean.
Yeah, and what he, it's like all, it's really truly like all a game to him because mm-hmm. he knows that it'll tear Billie Jean's like whole association down mm-hmm. and, you know, support the patriarchy further.
Yeah.
If he is can.
So about the patriarchy.
Yeah. And it's blatantly. So weird it's because so weird. Because he's actually like, he knows it's a shtick.
Right. Yeah, he
does like
he does it for like
he
to
hands
be a clown.
It up. Yeah, he's a fucking clown.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like that doesn't make it okay.
No.
To like not. He's like hamming it up. He doesn't actually think women are terrible or like
no, I mean he's a sexist pig.
He's a womanizer for sure. Yeah. But like he actually like does love his what does love
yeah,
his wife.
He does. For better or worse.
Yeah. And I think he respects Billie Jean, actually.
Yeah. I think as a player, at
yeah,
least.
As
yeah,
as a player. And I think it's something that he's just, he's coming out of retirement. And he's trying to make a big name
yeah.
for himself, get more money. Because,
yeah.
again, he's a gambling addict.
Yeah.
He needs some fucking leverage.
He goes to a Gambler's Anonymous meeting.
With a deck of cards.
And he gives this whole speech about how everyone in there is so stupid because the only reason they think they're addicted to gambling is because they keep losing or some
yep.
shit like that. And I thought that scene, even though it was terrible, it was really funny.
It was funny, but he is, like, it's a perfect example of who he is as
yeah.
a person.
He's, and I thought it was also funny because they were in, like, this church basement and there was the big mural of Jesus with a rainbow over him. I was like, gay Jesus!
Gay Jesus!
Hilarious!
Jesus is always gay.
Jesus was a gay brown man.
A gay brown man.
That's what I think.
He was most certainly a hippie.
Yeah.
yeah, I thought it was like, he's like such a terrible person, but he's such an antagonist. He's
yeah.
just like, he will like bug someone until they finally mm-hmm. are like, fine, I'll do it,
yeah.
or whatever.
And like, even though he makes me angry, I'm not angry at like seeing him on screen the same way I am for a lot of other like misogynist male characters, you know?
Yeah. And I think it's because we know it's kind of a shtick.
Right.
But,
and
again,
the movie respects Billie Jean a lot more than it respects
oh, yeah.
him.
They show him as a clown. And
yeah.
they even, they refer to him as, and around him as a circus.
Yeah.
They say, like, media circus
mm-hmm.
and, like, look at what he's doing now.
Yeah.
He's a ringleader, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're constantly referring to him as being, like, a clown.
Yeah.
And being part of a circus and that
yeah.
like he shouldn't be necessarily taken seriously but that doesn't stop people from you know actually believing what he thinks
yeah
or what he's spouting
yeah and there is that whole like salacious aspect of oh like men versus women
oh yeah
yeah
yeah which he definitely plays up
yeah
I mean it's he even dubs it Battle of the Sexes.
Yeah.
So.
Hence the title.
The title.
The movie.
That's how they got it. here's another.
Bobby also has a therapist who gambles with him.
Yes.
I'm like, oh God.
I know, that shows up like later in the movie when he's talking to his wife. And he's
yeah.
like, I'm a changed man, blah, blah, blah. And talk to my therapist. And she's like, I did. And he gave me $30 that he owes you.
Yeah.
he was just, and his he doesn't even like try anymore.
Yeah,
his facade just
like, well,
kind of like, eh,
yeah.
that's it. But anyway,
she kicks him out, and he
yeah.
lives with his other son, who's older,
mm-hmm.
for a while.
Yeah,
who also just knows that he's like, yeah, whatever, dad, like whatever, just
yeah.
be on the couch.
Yeah, he's not really taking any of his shit.
No.
But back to like Billie Jean King.
Yes.
And Marilyn.
When they're driving.
I just.
That
just,
Elton John
yes!
song. I knew you were going to say that.
So I actually didn't write that down, but...
Rocket Man.
Yeah, Rocket Man. But in it's part of that scene.
Mm-hmm.
She was like... Marilyn says, I wasn't fooling around. I was dead serious.
Yeah.
Billie Jean King says, what are you doing to me? I swear, I don't know what to do with myself
yeah.
when I'm around you. And it's just like that.
And Marilyn's like, just drive.
Yeah, just drive.
Yeah.
Ugh!
No.
Like, that's
oh,
good writing.
Be my girlfriend.
Be my girlfriend. I want to be a gal pal. yeah, it's just, like, so sweet, and that writing is so organic.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like I've had that conversation before. I've had those feelings where you're just like, I feel like I'm not myself, but it's not in a bad way. I just don't know what to do with myself and my body. Yeah. You know, it's just like,
That's so many feelings.
So many feelings. Let's see. So
then they're Maryland? In that hotel, yeah. The next hotel where Larry shows up. And yeah. That's where Alan Cumming does his first act of gay fairy godmothering.
Yes, because he calls up to Billie Jean's room and
he sees Larry come in by chance.
Yeah, by chance. It says
Larry's not supposed to be there.
Yeah, Larry's in the building. And Marilyn and Larry both are in the elevator together. And it's just like really
Marilyn's gone
scene.
Down to get ice.
Yeah.
Billie Jean is frantically cleaning up their ice cream, which ice cream is like a thing with them, which just reminded basketball me of Delphine and Cosima from Orphan Black, because that was a thing with them too. Anyway, and like is cleaning up her room and stuff because she now knows that Larry's on his way up.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're in the elevator together.
And they show up at the door together and they have a very odd introduction. And
Yeah. And Marilyn's like, okay, bye. And then Larry's like, oh, was the ice for Billie Jean's knees?
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, oh, yeah, here you go. And she just, like, runs away.
But there's a very nice lacy bra on the bathroom countertop, which is clearly not Billie Jean's from the expression we see on Larry's face.
Yeah.
And
I think when I first saw this movie, I was like, okay, so the sight of a bra makes him suddenly realize that she's like she has a lesbian lover or Marilyn's her lesbian lover or whatever, but upon seeing it again I'm like, actually, yeah, I'm sure he knew already, he just like needed some confirmation.
Yeah And I think that's why he's not really upset.
Right.
I mean, he's upset. I wouldn't
no he's yeah not, he is he's upset not, he's hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt.
He's not terrible. Like,
no,
I don't think Larry's a bad guy at all.
No.
Yeah
And I think it's just like he knew something.
Even Alan Cumming says it. He's like, there's knowing, and then there's knowing.
Yeah.
And I think he went from knowing to knowing.
And Billie Jean, like, sees him pick up the bra and look at it. But he doesn't say anything. He just, he puts ice around her knees, and then
But he
says,
can't hide how hurt he is.
Yeah, he can't hide it. But he's not aggressive. He's not angry.
Nope.
But he just says, I'm going to get another room.
Yeah.
Because... And the reason why he doesn't go with her on these tournaments is because she...
To not distract her.
She gets distracted, which we can clearly see with Marilyn as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she lost to Margaret Court.
Yeah. So he just, in a way, he's respecting that part and just saying, like, yeah, I want you to be calm and be able to rest up and all that stuff. But yeah, it's just...
Yeah. It's kind of sad.
It's super sad.
Yeah.
Because regardless...
Go ahead.
Just, like, regardless of, like, we're watching a marriage fall apart.
Right.
And it's not one that started off as something that, I don't know, that was going to be, I don't know how to say it. Like, it started off with all the best intentions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did. You know, they are, like, best friends.
Yeah.
So it's not like they don't love each other, but
yeah,
there's just that one piece, at least for Billie Jean, that will never be there.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because when Larry goes down later and he sees Marilyn outside, he is like, you know, we're both just sideshows.
Yeah.
For her, it's all tennis.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was he says sponsorships would go away if some things got out. And Marilyn's like, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
She's like, I would just never... have her best interests at heart.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, just make sure you do or whatever.
Yeah. And then
He leaves, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And then more gay uncling or gay fairy godmothering.
Mm-hmm.
Ted. Ted? Was it?
Yeah, I think it was Ted.
Ted. Oh, my God. So many notes. Ted. he says, best be careful. The world isn't the most forgiving place, my dear.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, reminding her that it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But given
like, there's nothing wrong with you.
Yeah.
But there is something wrong with the world that makes it so that you cannot always be yourself in it.
Exactly. But Billie Jean in general is just, she's so determined to be the best at
be
the best version of herself and the best tennis player possible, mm-hmm. so she can change things. She has a greater purpose in mind, so mm-hmm. she really like wants to buckle down and focus on that, which mm-hmm. I really appreciate.
Yeah, I respect that.
Yeah,
she's such a badass.
Yeah, it's like when we were talking about I Can't Think Straight, and you were mm-hmm. like, I love when women talk about their like goals for mm-hmm. the future, and this yeah. is like this is such a prime example of it, where mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, she is having this like crisis
yeah.
right now, but she's still keeping everything else that's important in her life. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, she's very emotionally adept, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, there are parts of her that are hard, but she, or that are, they're not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But she really does take the time to, like, address everyone and yeah. how they're feeling.
Yeah, that's true. You know, she really cares about all the women who are in her association. Oh, yeah. And
she
like,
cares about Larry. She cares
yeah,
about...
Yeah, she cares about Larry. Yeah. She cares about Marilyn.
Yeah. And it's just kind of like, wow, good. Someone who's, like, emotionally responsible.
Yeah. Yeah, she's flawed, but you still, like, really root for her.
Mm-hmm.
So then Marilyn leaves.
Yeah, Marilyn leaves because, similarly to Larry, mm-hmm. she's like, well, I know that, like, you need to focus.
Yeah.
And similar in what Larry had said, that, like, they're both sideshows, she was just like, okay, this is not going to work out.
Yeah.
Like, I need to step away mm-hmm. and just know when it's time to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I
fucking love Marilyn. At least the character of Marilyn.
Yeah, the character of Marilyn.
In real life, she outed Billie Jean King. I think after this movie takes place.
They had a
very... And then all her sponsorships went away like that.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
They had a very tumultuous relationship.
Yeah.
So this only shows the the romanticized part
right,
of it.
Right, yeah.
There was a lot of, like, mental illness. Mm-hmm. I think some sort
Billie Jean King developed an eating disorder because of that whole thing with Marilyn outing her and her sponsorships going away.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's what I read anyway.
Yeah, I remember I read it a long time ago, but I know that like Marilyn would like threaten Billie Jean King with suicide.
Oh God.
So
I didn't
stuff
know
like
that
where she's like, I'm gonna jump off this balcony if you don't blah 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 blah. And she very much went off the deep end, so to speak.
Yeah.
And made her, like, sued Billie Jean for a bunch of money.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Stuff like
that.
So they had a very tumultuous relationship, yeah. and it did not end well. So
no.
I'm okay with the fictionalized version of it.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
love it.
This is way nicer.
Yeah. But, you know, Billie Jean's happy with her wife and partner, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, Marilyn leaves, and then we get into the actual battle of the sexes.
Yeah. So Billie Jean, after... Bobby Riggs beats Margaret.
Mm-hmm.
She finally
she's
agrees
like,
to play
this.
Him. Yeah.
Because she's like, I didn't come all this way.
Yeah.
For this woman who is actually like pretty conservative and she doesn't really care about my like greater cause.
Right, right.
Like,
she doesn't care about the Women's Tennis Association. She's really just in it for whatever other personal reasons.
Yeah. Like, she doesn't really care about the cause.
Yeah.
And she's, like, setting us back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I gotta do something about this.
Yeah. So, yeah, they play each other.
Yeah. And, like, I was saying, it's one of those, like, I was on the edge of my seat watching this.
Yeah, me
and, like,
too.
You know Billie Jean's gonna win. Spoiler alert. No, it's not.
it's happened so many years ago.
It's happened a million years ago. And you know that she's gonna win, but you're just, like...
Yeah.
And you're watching, like, the whole circus around it, and it's just, like, insane.
Yeah. There's that one part where the male commentator, when he's on TV and he's interviewing Rosie, he has his arm around her and is, like, on top of her, and she looks so uncomfortable as she's just, like, answering his questions.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah,
that
there's so many...
made me so annoyed.
Choice lines... By choice, I mean the worst. as, like, part of the commentary that's thrown around, which I assume was used in real life, but I didn't fact check this. But some commentators say, women can't consistently handle the pressure. They're not built for it.
Yeah.
Whatever they like to think, at the very top, it's a man's game. an easy victory over motherhood and women's liberation.
Yeah.
That's what they, that's what the commentators say after Bobby Riggs beats Margaret. Which I was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Billie Jean King was as well. She was like,
yeah.
Yes. Oh, another choice line, which has to do with Bobby's wife. Who do you think has been bankrolling you all these years? A woman.
Yeah.
Because her family is loaded.
Mm-hmm.
And while he was a professional tennis player, he is retired
and a gambler.
And a gambler, yeah. So he clearly, like, lost all of his money.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are just, there's a lot of good dialogue in this.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Yeah. And my next note is, I've said it before and I'll say it again, I really love women beating men at sport.
It's so good.
I love seeing it. I'm so here for it.
It's so fucking good. Yeah. And
Marilyn's at that match.
Yeah, so Marilyn, I was just reading. Wistful piano music for Marilyn. This movie has great music.
Yeah, no, it does.
Something I wrote down, too, and I want to talk about it. I wrote, sometimes you have to roll with the bullshit to expose that it's bullshit.
Hmm.
And
who said that, Marilyn?
No one.
Oh.
This is something that I just wrote down because, and I started writing this when it's specifically the press conference between Billie Jean and Bobby Riggs, and she's really just, they're like joking and like having a friendly rivalry the whole time, but really at the core of it, like, Billie Jean is probably really upset.
Yeah.
And she can't show that she's so upset. That even though, like, Bobby Riggs kind of is a womanizer and believes these things to some extent, he's making a circus out of it and blowing it out of proportion. Yeah.
In order to get attention.
In order to get attention, but it's like some people actually do believe that and do think that. So, you know, part of her is like, but she has to like kind of like smile and nod and kind of like go along with it in order to expose it and beat him. And I feel like that's a huge part of women's history that.
Oh my God, so true.
We, and whole like, I feel like a lot of women's experiences where it's just kind of like, until you can like be in another place safely and like expose it and whatnot. And I guess for Billie Jean, it's just kind of like smile and saying something kind of snarky and then beating the fuck out of him.
Right. Yeah. And she knows that's the one thing that's going to like make it go away, you know?
Yeah. I thought it was really disgusting when the announcer had his arm around Rosie.
It reminded me of, this is also a total aside, but I went to go see, do you know that radio show, A Prairie Home Companion? Mm-hmm. I used to be really into that when I was younger because my dad used to always listen to it because white NPR guy. And I always found Garrison Keillor's voice to be so soothing, but then I went to go see a live show when I was a teenager in New York City, and Nellie Mackay, who's a singer, she was on it that time, and he was, like, interviewing her, and he was doing that exact same thing. And this, it's, like, a huge stage with nothing on it.
Why do you need to be so close?
It was so creepy. I was like, I'm done with this. Like, and I never listened to it.
Yeah, it's like that Ariana Grande thing when she was
that?
I forget exactly what it was. She was doing some, like, sponsor, like, fundraiser event for, oh my God, I forgot. I think it was like an actual disaster thing.
Oh,
and
gosh.
A pastor like put his arm around her and just like, just cupped her boob and like.
A pastor?
A pastor.
I mean, I guess I'm not surprised. Actually.
And it was just, and she was just kind of like.
Oh my God.
Because like, she's fearing for her safety, her public image in that moment. And I feel like a lot of what, you know.
AKA a Tuesday for a woman.
Yeah. Right?
God.
And that's what I see a lot of Billie Jean doing in this movie.
And all the women.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And at the very end, though, it's sweet because we get some more fairy godmothering from Ted. and Billie Jean says, I'm not sure I'm ready for all of this.
Yeah, because she wins and she goes back in the locker room and just cries.
Cries. I would, too.
Yeah, me, too.
Because, like, and she has to go into the locker room, so she's not perceived as weak.
Right.
You know?
Everyone's outside celebrating.
Yeah.
And she's just like,
I would fucking sob.
Yeah.
Because it's like so much pressure just like,
I mean,
off your shoulders now.
I just know how I am after a marathon, for example.
Oh my god, I know.
I'm like a fucking emotional mess.
Yeah.
Which is part of the reason why I like doing them. But cathartic. This, and like, that doesn't have any stakes for feminism, like, at all. It's just my own shit. Because I did something really hard. And like, she did something really hard. But at the same time, it was super high stakes for a lot of things, even beyond herself. So yeah, of course she's crying.
Yep. But Ted says, I think you may be more ready than you know.
Yeah.
Times change. You should know. You just change them. And then someday we will be free to be who we are and love who we love. And I was just like, boom.
Yeah.
I'm like trying not to cry right now.
I know. Like, oh my god. I just love you all so much.
It's just like, it's...
I know.
It's so true. Because of what, like, Billie Jean did, it's just like...
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I know. I agree.
My eyes are sweating.
It's okay. They're allowed to sweat.
So sweaty. But yeah, this movie is so great. And I love at the...
It's so moving.
Yeah, it's so moving. And I love at the very end how they give us kind of like a little update.
Yeah, like this is what happened.
Yeah.
She and Larry stayed friends, which is nice.
Yeah,
her kid's godparents or something. Or no, she's Larry's kid's godparents or something like that.
Yeah, so they stayed together for... a couple of years after that, before they finally got divorced, and Larry remarried, had children. And
okay, that's what it was.
I think Billie Jean and her new partner, Alana.
They were long-term partners.
Yeah, are the godparents of Larry's.
Are they still together,
children.
Do you know?
I guess
as of the making of this movie.
Yeah.
Was looking up some articles about this, and Heather Hogan from...
I love Heather Hogan!
Me too! I met her once, and I was, like, delighted out of my mind.
Heather, I'm going to tag you right now, and I'm kind of sorry that I yelled at you, but, like, just now, but...
We love you so much, Heather Hogan!
You're an amazing writer, and I love you.
Yes, absolutely. Hard agree. She called, in her article about this movie on Autostraddle, she called it a triumph for sports movies and lesbians, and I was like... That's the
accurate.
Perfect summary. Accurate.
Accurate. As, done.
As most of Heather Hogan's writing. Extremely accurate and perfect.
And moving and makes me cry.
Yeah. And funny and just amazing in every way.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but she also, that was the article where I read about some of the other stuff that the movie left out. Like what? Like Marilyn outing Billie Jean King and how she lost, because she did that, she lost $2 million in endorsements. And that Billie Jean King was, like, so tortured by her sexuality that she developed an eating disorder. And that, I forget. Oh, no, I think that was it for... that kind of thing. But then Heather Hogan also called out some male reviewers of this movie for being overly concerned with how quote unquote extreme the male chauvinism was in this movie, and like crying about that. It's like, you know what? Shut the fuck up. You are part of the problem.
What the baby hold?
I know. Masculinity is so fragile.
Baby. It's okay.
Yeah, but other than that.
I guess that was kind of rude of me. I shouldn't refer to men as babies, even though they are the lesser sex, whatever.
No gender shaming.
I do what I want. No, I'm kidding.
Only the
cis dudes suck.
Only the cis ones.
What'd you say?
Only the cis ones who have never examined their gender.
Yes. There we go. Done.
Yeah.
I love that it was, like, such a circus in the movie.
Yeah.
That's... like, it was, like, the perfect amount of, like, attention to it. Just showed, like, how ridiculous it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure how it was in real life. We see the pictures of them,
yeah, they
too.
Show pictures at the end.
Oh, my God. Such a good job with hair and makeup.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
They gave
Steve
Carell the teeth.
Looks just
yeah,
like Bobby Riggs.
Or he looks just like him.
So amazing.
Yeah. One thing I will say, for no particular reason, is that my... dad's cousin once told me that she met Billie Jean King at, or she saw Billie Jean King at some kind of tennis match where she wasn't playing, but she was like in the stands or something, or like on the sidelines. And a young girl went up to her and asked for her autograph, and she wouldn't give it to her. And so my dad's cousin, when she told me this, she was like really angry about it. She was like, you know, it's kind of her responsibility. Like, she should never like turn away a little girl. But
no, it's not.
I know. To me, I'm like, you know what? This woman, like, look what she did.
Yeah.
Like, maybe she was having a day that day where she was like, yeah, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, that's within her rights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get, and I have been on the other side. I remember, like, I was really into Broadway musicals when I was a teenager. And
I love Broadway musicals.
Hell yeah. And I saw Wicked when I was 15. And it was the best. And I went to the stage door, and I wanted to meet all the actresses and actors. And one of the actresses was like, I have to go. Bye. Yeah. And, like, she only stayed for a couple of photographs. And I was like, she is so fucking rude. But I'm like, you know, that, my 15-year-old self said that. But as an adult with bad days and good days.
Yeah.
Who is just wants to leave her job and go home.
Right. Like, when I think about myself at the end of a day of work, I'm just like, no one talk to me.
Yeah.
Like, leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah. So it's just like, yeah, we are all human and we have bad days. And being a celebrity doesn't mean that you're entitled to be a nice person all the time.
Yeah.
Because you're human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will always stand for Billie Jean King.
Me too.
Fucking love her.
Yeah.
Power gay.
Not top or bottom, just gay. yeah, so I highly recommend this movie if you already. Yeah, if you haven't already figured out from both of us that we love this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely watch it, even if you're not a fan of tennis. I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not really, and it's the best.
Yeah. There's a lot of powerful women in tennis.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I give any shits about tennis. It's just the women who play it. I don't really care about the game.
Yeah, I suck at it, but...
Yeah, seriously.
And it's fucking hard.
It is hard. You gotta have strong arms.
Yeah.
And legs and everything. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, so give us... What am I gonna say?
Give us an email.
Give us an email. One email. No. So let us know what you think. You can email us at galpalswatch@gmail.com. Or hit us
dot com.
At Gmail. That's it. No.
No dot com.
No dot com. This is 2018. The digital age. What? Anyway, or on Instagram at GalPalsWatch.
And Twitter at GalPalsWatch. And Tumblr at GalPalsWatchThePodcast.tumblr.com.
Yay! We did it! All right.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you so much for listening.
All you power gays.
Power gay!
1st time you'd seen it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I saw it in theaters.
Me
like
too.
I took myself as I just went by myself one day because I was like, it was funny because it wasn't even on my radar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It wasn't marketed as gay, right? But it's like super gay.
Yeah.
We'll save it. We'll save it for the podcast. Are you recording already? Oh.
But then I realized like, Stop. Because I can't, I'm not just going to, like, cut.
Yeah, no.
It'd be, like, super awkward. That was me being a recording computer thing.
Microphone? You're a computer.
I can't talk. Okay.
Okay.
Welcome.
You just dabbed. Sorry.
I did. You're so right.
Welcome, Gil.
Okay, that was my cough dab. Okay. This is gonna be good.